Now, the rest of the story. All Reggie had to do was to say one line and run off the stage. That's all he had to do. It was as simple as that. The play was called 30 Minutes in a Street. It was a fast-moving piece with an inflated cast and a dialogue to match, but only one of those lines was Reggie's. One line, spoken in the character of a distraught father who rushes out exclaiming, "It's a baby, fetch a doctor." Hardly a challenging role for an actor, unless you were Reggie Carey, a young man fresh out of college and facing his professional debut. And thus did a very small part become a very big deal, for not only was Reggie being paid to act for the first time, but his father had pulled strings to get him the job, and this is the rest of the story. Arriving at first rehearsal was a nightmare. The crowded stage, the skeptical glances, the profound feeling of anomaly. But then, a sympathetic stage manager introduced Reggie to some of the younger actors. Gradually, the awestruck newcomer stopped trembling. With each rehearsal, Reggie grew more confident. And after all, there was just the one line to say. "It's a baby. Fetch a doctor." Reggie even began to look the part more precisely. His hair disheveled, his eyes frantic, everything one would expect of a father deeply concerned for his child. And that one line, "It's a baby. Fetch a doctor." Then came opening night. A sick terror washed over Reggie as he waited in the wings for his entrance. Only that one line, "It's a baby, fetch a doctor." But it was the first line of the rest of his professional career. Then came Reggie's cue, and he dashed onto the stage. He hit his mark, he stopped, he turned, he gazed into the glaring footlights with saucer-sized eyes, he opened his mouth. At first, nothing came out. Then, in an unconscious convulsion, the words burst forth, "It's a doctor, fetch a baby." The silence in the theater was breathtaking. Astounded by the senselessness of what he had said, Reggie tried to recover. This time he shouted, fetch a baby, doctor. Now the audience began to snicker. And then the audience began to laugh. And with the chorus of their laughter ringing in his ears, Reggie staggered into the wings, utterly humiliated. Shortly thereafter, the director of the repertory company, William Armstrong, asked to speak with Reggie. He tried to explain that the profession was overcrowded. He said the only people who could ever get to the top were people with a most extraordinary, a most exceptional talent. And Reggie, on the other hand, would have a difficult time even making it to the bottom. "Please," the director said, "please do not go on with this. Mr. Armstrong beseeched the young man, find some other kind of work." Yet as much as Reggie respected the director, he ignored the advice. And thus was launched one of the most exciting careers in the combined histories of stage and screen. For you see, it was Reginald Carey who decades later would teach the English how to speak English as Henry Higgins, and who would talk to the animals as Dr. Doolittle. Of course, by then, Reggie had changed his name to Rex Harrison. Only now you know the rest of the story.